Blackstone presents The History of the Devil and the Idea of Evil by Paul Carus, 1852-1919. Narrated by Dennis Daly. Preface. Although he was well known as an authority on spiritual traditions, Paul Carus was unusual in that he refused to align himself with any particular form of organized religion. In any case, his universalist view of God would probably have put him outside the allowable boundaries of Christian belief. Carus was particularly active in raising awareness of Eastern spiritual traditions in the West. His monumental study of the history of the devil and other personifications of evil was published in 1900. Carus's primary thesis is that the origin of religion is fear of the unknown, and that the focus of primitive worship was on placating a hostile and vengeful deity, rather than praising a beneficent form of divinity. As civilizations became more sophisticated, it was accepted that the forces of good would inevitably triumph, and the power and status of the evil forces gradually diminished. However, the devil, who has become in more recent times a demoted deity, still remains a source of fascination for religious and non-religious people alike.
Voices of Today presents The History of the Devil and the Idea of Evil, from the Earliest Times to the Present Day, by Dr. Paul Carus, narrated by Dennis Daly.
Ich kann mich nicht bereden lassen, macht mir den Teufel nur nicht klein. Ein Kerl, den alle Menschen hassen, der muss was sein.
Goethe. Chapter 1. Good and Evil as Religious Ideas. This world of ours is a world of opposites. There is light and shade, there is heat and cold, there is good and evil, there is God and the devil. The dualistic conception of nature has been a necessary phase in the evolution of human thought. We find the same views of good and evil spirits prevailing among all the peoples of the earth at the very beginning of that stage of their development, which, in the phraseology of Tyler, is commonly called animism. But the principle of unity dominates the development of thought. Man tries to unify his conceptions in a consistent and harmonious monism. Accordingly, while the belief in good spirits...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?